Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. Good morning, Burns.
Well, good morning, Kelly. It's quite a morning.
Well, it is. It's the morning after the big election. Certainly a big night for the Republican Party and a virtual clean sweep of statewide elected positions, as well as gains to the party's existing majority in the Oklahoma legislature. Burns, what's the impact for higher education?
Well, I think higher education is one of the important agencies, of course, from my perspective, arguably the most important. But the new legislature, and let's also congratulate Mary Fallon as the first woman governor in our history that was elected yesterday. But the challenge is going to be without this stimulus money, which frankly had such a negative impact, I think, on a lot of Democratic incumbents, is going to put further strain on the budget. We don't know yet how well the revenues will hold up over the ensuing months. So it's going to be a real challenge to try to fund state government and not cut into the muscle. But I have a lot of confidence in this team, and I think they'll get it done.
Well, from the candidates to the state questions, Burns, Oklahoma voters decided 11 ballot measures yesterday, and one of those, State Question 744, was overwhelmingly rejected. I guess that's one less challenge that lawmakers will have when they reconvene.
Well, that's right. I mean, that would have taken a huge amount out of the budget available to other agencies in government. It really was a remarkable rejection of that question, to think 80-20, basically. And I think it shows that the electorate really does read these state questions and thinks about them. Of course, there was a ton of money put behind ads on both sides. The governor, of course, was against it, as were both Mary Fallon and Jerry Askins were. And it just went down ballot. You know, I think, putting my old political pundit hat on, I think a lot of these state elections have now almost become nationalized with cable television and the constant focus. And so the tremendous tide against the Democrats and President Obama's agenda in many respects, I think bleeds on into state races as well. And, you know, for the first time, I can't remember the Republicans having all these down ballot offices, state superintendent. I'm not being demeaning, by the way, down ballot. That's just how we refer to it in politics. But you have labor commissioner, insurance commissioner, state superintendent, on and on, are all Republican now. It really is historic under a woman governor.
Well, Burns, what will be your message to the incoming leadership team once they take office early next year as far as higher education goes?
Well, my message is pretty simple, Kelly, and I've said all along that the best thing Oklahoma can do, if there's a silver bullet, it's to increase the number of college graduates in Oklahoma. If you look at the comparison between per capita income in a state and the percentage of college graduates, you'll see it's just a linear correlation. If you look at Connecticut, very high percentage of college graduates, a very high per capita income. Look at Oklahoma, you see a different picture. So we need to encourage more college graduates in our state, and everything else will follow.
Finally, Burns, on a sad note, a big loss for the OSU family with the passing of OSU-OKC President Jerry Carroll.
Oh, that you're so right indeed. Jerry Carroll was the consummate professional. He led OSU Oklahoma City to heights, new heights in programs and in enrollment, I think far more than any institution in the state. He was a longtime higher education professional, having served at NEO in Miami, Oklahoma, as well as one of the early leaders of what was then called Tulsa Junior College. Now it's TCC. Jerry Carroll is one of the finest men I've ever known, and our condolences to Jan and the whole family. His services are tomorrow in Tulsa and then again in Oklahoma City on Friday at 1 o'clock at Church of the Servant. So we will miss Jerry terribly, but we do celebrate his life.